Did you just say it's 98?
I did.
Yesterday when we finished the show, it was 98 degrees. Today we're starting the show and it's 98 degrees. And it's no wonder that we still have schools in our town that are having problems. In fact, some of the city schools closed today. I heard schools in New Haven and in Jennings had to close early because of air conditioning problems. And I will tell you that my daughter goes to a school that is air conditioned, but she rides to and from school on buses that are not. And she, you know, she's getting off the bus right around now. Incredibly uncomfortable, she says.
I'm sure.
Can you bring up Sally Russell, our meteorologist on the board there, Kevin? Sally, are you there?
I am.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
Because I've been contending for a while now that we should not have school in August. That the you know, 95 and above is not unusual for St. Louis in August. It would be much better for these kids to go a couple of weeks into June rather than start 2 weeks before Labor Day.
Yep.
Do you have any idea what the temperatures have been like? I mean, is this year unusual?
It has been unusual. It has been incredibly unusual. We've had already this year, starting back in July, 13 plus days of 90 degree temperatures. Already in August, two of our days have not been 90 plus days. And of course, we've seen a bunch of those 100. Our average for the month of August already is 96.3. Our average last month was 87.8. And June was 85.9. So we're seeing the trend of the middle and end of June is going to be hot, but the beginning of June, not so bad. So the beginning of June, I think I'm in a complete agreement with you. If we could just a couple more weeks, just push it off, because August has been historically a really, really warm month. July and August.
Give me those averages again. August was 96.
So far this month, our average high temperature is 96.3 degrees.
And June was?
87.8. I'm sorry, 85.9.
85. But that's more than 10 degrees difference we're talking about from June.
So, and then September's monthly average, which unfortunately they only go back a year. But last year, the average high temperature in September was 77 degrees.
So.
What's the average for August before Paul has we've got the defibrillators in here?
You mean not just this year, but
is it normally?
Normally 89.
That's still 4 to 5 degrees warmer.
Yep.
And when you get into a brick building.
Yep.
With no AC.
Thank you, Sally.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
I know that she's the person to go to for that. Now, let's bring in Deanna Anderson, who's the assistant superintendent for the St. Louis Public Schools. You had to close some schools down early again today, right, Deanna?
Yes. And tomorrow.
You've already announced that it's going to be tomorrow because of the heat.
Tomorrow, too. Yeah, we announced it yesterday, probably today and tomorrow.
You know, I talked to Mary Armstrong, the president of Local 420, the teachers union, on Monday, and she said even last week when she was in the schools, it was unbearable. Considering all this, has there been talk in the district of stopping this August opening?
No.
Why not?
No, because the school calendar is consistent with other area school districts. Earliest start date allows teachers more time to prepare our students for state and national assessment tests. It allows us to offer an extensive summer school program, and when schools end in early June, we're able to offer more classes in the summer, and it allows us to expand our school year.
The state says
that we have to have 174 days. This year, we're going to have 175 days.
Uh-huh.
Next year, we hope to add another day and have 176 days.
Uh-huh.
So at this time, no, we're not considering it. But can I say that can be the case 3 to 4 months from now when we start, you know, delving into the calendar for next year? It'll be an issue.
Does a day
it is an issue because it affects the health and safety of our children.
Absolutely, and not to mention the adults who have to work
and
there.
I don't know if it was your meteorologist or weather person said, this is, you know, an unusual heat.
But even on average, it's 89 degrees in August, and it's less than 86 degrees in June.
Mm-hmm. But what I didn't hear was, well, how cool does it get at night? Because it's at night when these schools have the opportunity to cool down. So I'd be curious, what's the average nighttime temperature, not necessarily the daytime temperature? Because although the daytime temperature is hot, and you yourself said it's 98 degrees right now, well, that's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, what is the average on a, you know, if you look at most of the weather charts, your heat it becomes hot around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by then, we only have, you know, one more tiering of schools to be let out. They let out at 4. We're on a 3-tier system. So I'd be curious to find out what's the average low at night, and then I would compare that with the average high during the day.
Right. Now, explain that for people who might be confused by why you care what the overnight temperature is.
Because it allows the schools to cool down. The overnight, I mean, if you have overnight temperatures of in the 60s, your school building is going to cool down to an extent. And then when you start out the day, then it's going to take longer for that building to heat up. What we're experiencing right now is that it's not getting that cool at night. We're not having cool nights, and we're not having cool days.
I know that the Parkway School District has gotten a lot of complaints from people because they started their school year even a week before you did on August 13th, and they've said, you know what, we realize that we started too early. We're going to push that back at least a week next year. So they would be about on the same par with you. But I want to go back to a couple of things you mentioned here, that starting school now somehow affects summer school. Explain that to me again, because I know what you want to do is get summer school going as quickly after the school year ends, but why does it matter where the summer school starts?
Well, because what we don't want to do, and what happened this year, we want to avoid next year, is we started a week early this year, and then what we did was you need time to prepare between summer school and the regular school, and we shortened that time this year. With summer school, we try to have it in our, and we do, we have it in all of our air-conditioned buildings. And when you have an earlier summer school, a summer school start, then, you know, you can have an extensive summer school program. And you can offer more classes in the summer to complement what mm-hmm. classes that you're already required to have due to various testings that are done throughout the year.
But I'm not talking about shortening the summer. I'm talking about shifting the summer. Move it 2 weeks later in June, move it 2 weeks later in August, you still get the same 10 weeks.
I believe it's 6 weeks is what we need.
No, I'm talking about 10 weeks that would be off between the end of the regular school year in June and then the regular school year beginning in September. That would be 10 weeks. So if you're doing 6 weeks of summer school, again, you would just be shifting that to a time when it would accommodate everybody. And you're doing summer school in the air conditioning, so it doesn't matter mm-hmm. where it is. I'm concerned about the kids who are going to school in the 3 out of 10 city schools that are not air-conditioned now, and the adults who have to work in those schools as well. And the other point you brought up, which I want to clarify here, is the part about the state testing. That's the testing that the state does in April that you're talking about, right? The MAP testing and that sort of stuff?
Yes, but we do testing throughout the year. There are other there's Terra Nova tests. There's a whole series of tests that we do throughout the year. So I'm not just talking about the state test, but I'm talking about state national assessment tests, and we do them throughout the school year. So the more a child can learn before these tests, the better we are.
But they're not.
What's happening now is that the heat is preventing. I mean, you get a child in a hot building for, you know, 2, 3, 4, you know, 6 hours, and you know, the learning environment is so compromised that the child's not learning.
That's my point. I mean,
that's why we're having half a day schools. The heat wave's supposed to break this weekend, and then we'll see what happens next week.
But what I'm saying is, if the idea is to get kids in there earlier in the summer so that they can start practicing and getting ready and learning for these state tests whenever they're going to take place, it's not being effective because the kids aren't learning in this heat, and you're sending them home by 11 a.m. And by the way, when kids are sent home, I know you had one closing in one school at 10:50 and a couple of others. I mean, pretty much the kids in these schools were not there past much, let's say, 11:15 in the morning. Does that count towards the state credit for a full day of school?
Yeah.
As far as attendance goes, that does count?
The state mandates that our school must be in session between 3 and 7 hours.
So,
not less than 3, not over 7.
So if they come in at 7:20 and they go home at 10:50, that's 3.5 hours. You get credit for that.
Correct.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the kids haven't gotten what they needed out of that day, even if the school district did. So there's no discussion of this that you know of at this point, Deanna.
Yeah, not at this point. But that, again, let me confirm that, or let me clarify that. In that today, no. Now That's not to say in when we sit down with the school calendar, because we keep, you know, records of, you know, I keep records of saying, has this ever happened in the past? What have we done in the past since I've been here?
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say it's not going to be a discussion. So
okay.
Today, no, but in the future, yes, it could be.
All right. And by the way, before I let you go, we found the records here. Beginning of June, the first couple of weeks in June, overnight temperatures average in the 62, 63 range.
Mm-hmm.
Last 2 weeks of August, average 69 to 70 degrees. So we're talking a 7 to 8 degree difference if you send the kids to school in June as opposed to August. I appreciate your time today, Deanna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Deanna Anderson is the assistant superintendent of the St. Louis Public Schools. Not the only school district affected by this. I don't understand the arguments. I understand the words she's saying. It's just that the argument doesn't work for me. Because, as I pointed out, you have kids who are going to school. They're being sent home early. Well, that's an ineffective day. And they're sitting there in the heat, sweltering and sweating, becoming lethargic, and they're not paying attention or learning anything. That's like not going to school at all, if you can get them to show up in the first place.